Hey guys, do you want to know the secret to all productivity? Well, stay tuned and I'll tell you all you need to know. Well, this episode is not going to be too long. It's going to be about 2 or 7 minutes long. It depends on what type of things I have on my mind, you know, about productivity and what I've learned about productivity and how you can become more productive. So, do you want to be more productive? You know, do you want to have some spare time to just be alone and enjoy life? Do you want some spare time just to focus on your other goals, you know, or your other side hustles, or your other, you know, schedules? It depends. But whatever, you know, whatever you're trying to choose, just please, you need to know that productivity is the only solution in which you can actually achieve that within a short period of time. Yes, productivity in the business world is all about, you know, producing, you know, goods and or services quicker, you know, or in a short period of time. But the same goes for productivity with time, you know. Managing your time is very, you know, special, and it's very, you know, important, because once you waste a single minute, you never get it back. Once you waste a single hour, you never get it back. Once you waste a single day, a single year, a single month, you never get it back. Once you waste a single decade, I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say here. What I'm saying is, you can't turn back time. Time keeps on moving forward, and so should you. You know, should learn to move forward. But this episode is not at all about moving forward. It's all about being more productive and how to actually manage and take advantage of this opportunity. Because many people actually complain about opportunities. Like, I don't have any opportunities in my country. I don't have any, you know, chances, chances to succeed. All the rich people are taking all the opportunities. That's not at all true, you know. For example, Facebook, you know. Facebook is the most popular social network, but yet you don't see people complaining and saying that there's no opportunity. Because if Facebook took all the opportunities for social networks, there wouldn't be a Twitter, there wouldn't be a Tumblr, there wouldn't be an Instagram, there wouldn't be a WhatsApp, you know, there wouldn't be a YouTube, which proves that opportunities never run out, you know. Someone can create a coffee shop, you know, and then you'll think that all the opportunities for creating a beverage company are ruined. But you can try to, you know, actually innovate that. Instead of creating a normal coffee shop, you should actually offer something like free Wi-Fi or, you know, any type of service. Just add some differences, you know. Just be different. You know, to get different results, you need to do different things. You can't do the same thing. You can't act like other people and expect different results. You can't act like average people and expect above average results, you know. So, you know, you need to learn that in order to achieve greatness in whatever you choose, you need to know what you want. You need to know why you chose this. You need to know why you're using up your time. Because remember, you only stay young once. And remember, time doesn't feel bad for you. It moves on and on and on. You know, is time more important than money? Of course, because you can easily get money back, you know. Because money is a source of currency. It's supposed to be spent, you know. And you can make some more of it, because it's not at all rare. You can make some more money. But you can't make more time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, the more time you have, the more money you'll make. Because the more time you have, the more you'll end up coming with better strategies, you know, in order to focus on your other goals or side hustles. So that you can make even more money, even more passive income. So if you are not at all productive, and if you are just struggling with just one short-term goal, like starting your own online business, and then for 5 whole hours, you're struggling, you're busy taking online courses after online courses, yet you keep on failing and failing. you keep on, you know, trying Facebook ads, yet people are only clicking on your ads and never buying or signing up for whatever you're promoting. Well, what I'm trying to say is be more productive. You know, manage your schedule. Know, you should know what you're going to do tomorrow. Don't plan what you're going to do tomorrow. Once you've actually reached there, you need to plan what you're going to do tomorrow, today, not tomorrow. You need to plan what you're going to do tomorrow. You need to plan what you're going to do the next month. You need to plan what you are going to do the next year. You know, that's how it works. You need to plan how it works. So don't focus on tomorrow, because tomorrow, focusing on tomorrow can actually lead to you, you know, procrastinating, developing a mindset of procrastination. So please don't focus on tomorrow. Tomorrow is determined by what you do today. If you make good choices today, you get good results tomorrow. If you make bad choices today, you get bad results tomorrow. That's how it works. So if you are more productive today, then of course that productivity you have will end up, you know, turning into a habit. Because the more you do something, the more, you know, the more it ends up turning into a habit. I said this in my, you know, in my previous episode of, you know, of how practice can actually improve your skills and your focus on the business world and starting your own online business. I said that the more you do something, you know, for about 32 days, it ends up turning into a habit. Sometimes it doesn't even take 32 days or 30 days. For some people, it only takes them about 15 days. It depends on how long, you know, they actually do this habit. For example, take brushing your teeth, for example, you know. Since being a child, you've been taught how to brush your teeth, and you've been always doing it since childhood and until now. Look at what happened. It ended up turning into a habit. No one who's listening to this podcast can say that they don't brush their teeth. Why? Because it's a habit now. You keep on doing it and doing it and doing it, then of course your brain is going to get used to that, and then it will end up, you know, turning that into a habit, meaning that you don't have to force yourself anymore. You don't have to use any willpower to do it. You can just, you know, wake up, and then your brain will end up reminding you that it's time to do this and that, because you do it so many times that your brain ends up getting used to that. Because the more you do something, the more it ends up turning into a habit. So how can you be more productive? Focus on the hard stuff first. You know, if you can manage the hard stuff first, you know, if you can make a schedule on how you're going to manage the hard stuff, maybe you can make a schedule for today and say that, okay, today I'm going to start this online business. Today I'm going to do Facebook ads. Today I'm going to learn how to do Facebook ads properly. And today I'm going to do this and this and this. Only the hard stuff, the complex things that, you know, are going to take more time, you know. And then if you find out that you are able to accomplish all of those tasks in just a short period of time, maybe 3 to even 5 hours, then of course you'll have some spare time to focus on your other, you know, short-term or long-term goals, you know. So that's the power of being more productive. Sometimes you can use that spare time to, you know, have more, to spend more time with your family. Sometimes you can spend that time, you know, that spare time on researching or doing anything. You know, having time is like having a lot of money, because, you know, the person who has a lot of money yet has no time is rich, yes. But the person who has little money but has a lot of time, that person is wealthy. Why? Because in order to make money, you need time, right? So the more time you have, the more money you'll make. So how can you manage your time? Learn to say no. If you see that this, you know, decision is not going to make you any money, because you're wasting your time if you're not making any money out of this. You know, many people are listening to inspirational videos from successful people. That ends up pumping them up, you know, for just one day, and then the next day they end up committing the same mistakes. You know, they end up doing the same mistakes, they end up doing the same habits, you know, the same bad habits. So that's why I say that don't waste your time listening to inspirational videos. They're just going to pump you up for today, but how about tomorrow? You know, don't depend on inspirational videos, because the only way you can be inspired is by actually taking action. You know, the more you take action, the more it will end up turning into a habit, meaning that you will no longer have to force yourself anymore. It will end up becoming part of your routine. So please keep on doing it. Force yourself to do it each and every single day. Don't skip a day. You know, the more you do it, the more your brain will end up turning that into a habit. So please don't stop doing it. So in order to manage your time, you actually need to learn how to say no. But I'm not saying that say no to every opportunity. Just say no to opportunities that you know are not going to give you any gains. For example, suppose your friends are going to a party and they want you to come along to drink beer, you know, smoke some weed or whatever you're trying to do. Is that making you any money? No, it's just wasting your time. I'm not saying that it's wrong to hang out with your friends. It's okay. You know, you need to enjoy being young, you know. You have plenty of time. But what I'm saying is, you know, you never know, because time is unpredictable. Today you might think that, you know, this is an opportunity, but the next day you might see that, you know, you're in debt. You might find out that your parents are going on a divorce, you know. You can never expect anything from life. You know, life is unexpected, so you need to be unexpected as well. So please stop wasting time. You know, you can never predict what life has for you. You know, you might think that going to this party is going to help you, you know, be more, you know, learn how to connect to other people, but later to find out that if you just, you know, spend more time with yourself, you would have actually developed skills that will actually help you produce more success and wealth. So please invest in yourself. Don't invest in other people. Invest in yourself, because you deserve it. Everyone has 24 hours. So it's not your fault just because someone else wasted their 24 hours. Don't waste yours. These are your hours. I don't control you. Your friends don't control you. Your family doesn't control you, but you control you. You need to be 100% responsible for your actions. It depends on whatever you put in, you know. If you put in good choices, productive habits, you know, habits in which actually save you up some time. That's what I mean by productive habits, to save up more time, you know, and focus on other, you know, activities. And, you know, if you put in all of those, you know, good stuff, you know, all of those good habits, all of those good actions, you'll end up getting out, you know, a confident, successful, entrepreneurial mindset and lifestyle. But if you put in negativity, you know, fear, doubt, anxiety, then you're going to live a life of fear. So please stop listening to what other people are saying. Just because someone failed does not mean that you will fail. Just because someone failed as an entrepreneur does not mean that you will fail. You know, it depends on how much you really trust your imagination, because Facebook wasn't created by just an idea. It was created through someone else's imagination. Microsoft as well, all imagination. I'm not saying that education is a bad thing, but I'm saying that it's nothing compared to imagination, because education is all about following the rules, you know. They tell you how to do this, do that, do this, do that, you know. They teach you how to do this in engineering, they teach you how to do this in architecture. But look at the people who actually broke the rules, you know. People who actually broke the rules, like Bill Gates, who created Microsoft, you know. Computers used to be the same size as a fridge. Did you know that? I didn't know that. But it was the same size as a fridge. Yet Bill Gates actually went to IBM, and IBM was still the most, you know, the most successful software company or computer company in that time. So Bill came with an idea, you know, of creating a graphical user interface called Windows, you know, Office. But IBM thought that this idea would never work. Because what? Because they thought that the computer was very small, you know, they thought that the software wouldn't work at all. But later on, Bill Gates quit IBM and then started his own software and computer. in which he made billions and billions of dollars, and IBM regretted that choice, you know. So what happened? Bill followed his imagination. He broke the rules. Instead of just focusing on creating computers that are the same sizes as that are the same size as the fridge, he actually focused on reducing the size of a computer and making it, you know, portable, that anyone can go with a computer. He broke the rules, and look at how successful he is. The same goes for Albert Einstein. His theories were all about breaking the rules, you know. E=mc², all of those things. He followed his imagination, and imagination is pretty much like, does not go hand in hand with education. It actually breaks the rules of education, because education is pretty much like instructions. The same goes for programming, you know. It's education, like they tell you that, you know, you should use this algorithm, you should actually do this and that. But when you use your imagination, right? Same goes for Facebook. It was all created through breaking the rules of programming, you know, through using your imagination. So the more you use your imagination, the more you'll succeed. Because don't follow what other people are doing. Follow what your mind wants you to do. When you follow your mind, nothing can stop you. When you follow your mind, there are plenty of possibilities to succeed. And guys, I don't want to make this episode very long. So guys, I hope that this episode has actually helped you, and I hope that you become more productive. But if you are struggling to be more productive, there's a link to a scheduler app that has actually helped me manage my schedule on, you know, when I should actually publish a podcast episode, when I should do this, you know. So if this, you know, amazing scheduler tool has actually helped me on managing my time and being more productive, then of course it's going to help you. It's a very cheap, you know, tool. Plus, when you click on the link right now and buy it, you'll actually get it for a very cheap discount, an even lower discount, you know, that literally anyone can afford this. So how does this work? You know, you click the link, you buy the scheduler tool, my podcast makes the money, and you guys become more productive with that tool. It's a win-win. So guys, please support my podcast, and like always, subscribe to my podcast now to get notified for every single episode I publish. So like always, I hope I see you next time, and enjoy the vibes.